Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. The list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is Tuesday, and therefore we've got Monday Night Raw to talk about. And in a very rare occurrence, there was in fact a WWE World Heavyweight title change on Raw. Roman Reigns beat Sheamus to win the WWE World Heavyweight title on a night where first he was humiliated by Stephanie McMahon, then he was humiliated by Vince McMahon, and at the end of the night, the League of Nations ran out to prevent him from winning the title, but he gave a Superman punch to everybody, including Vince McMahon, who was left for dead on the apron. He speared Sheamus, pinned him in the middle of the ring. They have crowned him the new champion, and away we head into 2016 with Roman Reigns, the head of the brand, WWE. He's the man now, and we'll see how this goes. Vince McMahon was, of course, treachered out of there. They had the Usos. They had Dean Ambrose all run out to celebrate with the guy. It was an awesome main event. They did everything right, and last year, at this time, in that same building, these fans turned on Roman Reigns and they changed the course of history. The next thing you know, all plans to coronate Roman Reigns as champion at WrestleMania were out the window. They accomplished this last night in the same building. And it wasn't hard. He beat the hell out of everybody and he won clean in the middle. And they cheered like crazy and away we go. Of course, there's SmackDown. And there's Raw next week, and there's a lot of shows left to come. The question is, can they continue this momentum? We'll talk about it today. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Geico applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because Geico has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. Geico will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
Geico for your RV. See how much you could save.
Hey, Boo. You know, when I cough, I expel a cloud of 3,000 droplets of saliva. I've got stamina, too. I cough all night long.
Ugh, that's way too long. Take Robitussin 12-Hour for fast, long-lasting cough relief. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
All night long.
Please stop.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In about a half hour, Ring of Honor Week continues. This coming Friday is the final battle show. Ring of Honor guests all this week. Yesterday, a very polite and pleasant war machine, Ray Rowe, was on the show. And today, we're going to be joined by Michael Elgin. I'm going to be talking about his upcoming match, as well as, I would presume, his match with Jay Lethal at the Tokyo Dome for the ROH World Heavyweight title, which I do not believe has been officially announced, but pretty sure that match is going to take place. A lot of stuff to talk to Michael Elgin about here today. Another champion crowned last night at Raw. Roman Reigns is the champ. They did it the easy way. Beat a bunch of dudes and win.
Sort of. I guess you could say that. They got to it in the hardest way possible throughout the year, but maybe they heard the show yesterday. Maybe they had a plan where this was going to take place later. I'd like to think I'd like to think that was the case, that they were going to do some sort of crowning at Royal Rumble, but they heard the show with me and they just got tired of hearing me bitch and moan about the fact that this guy is a loser when he keeps losing in title matches, and probably the way you can get people to like him the most is if he goes out there and just punches people in the face. And even if this is not the case and people end up booing him, then you can see if he can handle the boos and become the best bad guy you possibly can, because sooner or later, even if it doesn't happen in time for your WrestleMania or at a certain event, then maybe he gets so comfortable being a bad guy, he becomes the best good guy you got. Bottom line is, you needed to see where you were at with Roman Reigns on top. I thought they should have done it sooner rather than later. They decided to do it later. They went through the most difficult way possible to do it, but last night he ended up main eventing and turning around a Philadelphia crowd that I think, in a way, WWE, the reverse psychology, 10 years from now, people will be watching the network and WWE will be spinning this in as they had this idea the whole time. It was all going to come around again, and they were going to love you, Roman. Well, the reality is, I think people started to feel so bad for Roman, not because they may love him or think he's a great wrestler or anything like that, but even they could see that this has been a hot mess. But it doesn't matter. Now he's got it. Now you need to go forward with it and keep up the momentum of last night, because I thought it was a good show. You got to give credit where credit is due. They were able to turn around that Philadelphia crowd. He was able to win people over, and he laid waste to Sheamus. He lays waste to Vince McMahon. And I guess we can be happy about everything other than him getting smacked around by Stephanie McMahon. Although, with that said, somebody's got to be the main antagonist in this, and she's going to be the main antagonist. Of course, her and Triple H. But
when I think
Triple
of a main antagonist, I think of a wrestler.
Yeah, well, have you really thought of a wrestler over how many years when it comes to WWE and the Authority and Vince McMahon and now Triple H and Stephanie? You know this is the way it is. It's almost like, in a bizarre way, as much as they don't like the history of professional wrestling, back in the day, you know, guys like Vern Gagne and the Otto Wanses and the, you know, whoever it would be in your certain territory, there would sometimes be an older guy that you would look on paper and say, I don't think that guy deserves to be champion, but they would be champion forever, Fritz von Erich. And one of the reasons why is because those guys weren't going to leave their own territory. And I swear they almost have that in some weird, bizarre way right now where we've gotten into it with The Rock, he left. We got into it with Steve Austin, he left. We got into it with this person or that person. People come and go, but damn it, there's going to be a McMahon here forever, and we're going to book it that way. And you know that's that, how they're going to book it, to the point where there's, I'm sure, a chance, however much outside it is, that we could actually get Triple H and Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and maybe that's where Stephanie gets her comeuppance from a woman that steps in on Reigns' side. Who knows?
If you want to give us a call about what you think about Roman Reigns, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, text messages to 425-780-7566, all the numbers up at WrestlingObserver.com. Last night, Vince came out, and Roman Reigns, as for some reason he does all the time now, I don't even know why, but people have started to ask me about it, he's always talking about people's balls. And last night, Vince McMahon comes out, and he gets into it again. He's talking about his balls. Says that Vince has these old shriveled-up prunes. And
not grapefruits anymore, pal.
That's what he said. And what was funny is Vince's gimmick used to be that he had the biggest grapefruits. That's why Roman brought it up. You're 70 now. You're an old man. You've got these shriveled prunes. And it was a line in the story, but what's funny about it, and there's usually not much funny about some dude always talking about everyone's balls, but what's funny about it is, at the end of the day, Vince showed at 70, he does in fact still have huge grapefruits, because he did this in Philadelphia. He could have done this anywhere. They could have flown Raw to the Isle of Samoa to make sure that this guy got a huge reaction. But Vince decided, you know what, damn it, I'm doing this in Philadelphia. I'm going to do this in the same place where when I first tried to let the world know that this was the man, they turned on him so badly that we delayed it for a whole year. And Vince thought, I'm going to do it here. This is where I'm going to do it. He could have got the most horrible reaction. These fans could have turned on this so badly. And this is what Vince decided to do. He was so confident. He was so sure of his idea on this night that he did it in Philadelphia. And you want to know what? It worked. So I give the man a tremendous amount of respect for having the audacity, is the term I will use, the audacity to come in front of this same crowd and say, you know what? I almost said a very bad word. You know what, you fools? I'm going to do this tonight in front of you, and you're going to love it.
You'll and eat
he,
it up.
He did it. Good for him.
There's, hey, for as much as I've bagged on Vince McMahon this year being out of touch, here's one thing that will never change no matter what. His presence and his stardom and his chutzpah, I guess we should say, to not get any FCC violations. Testicular fortitude to the absolute maximum. He'll never stop being an alpha. And he went out there, and his appearance there, Stephanie at the beginning, being as annoying and as brutal as possible, Sheamus being as, you know, as obnoxious and as pale as possible, and Vince out there being as Vince as possible. You know, it needed to happen to really swing the tide of the story and really kind of secure Roman if he wasn't going to be. They didn't have him say a whole bunch of nonsense or anything like that. They accentuated his positives. He laid waste to everybody, including Vince McMahon, and you got to give it to him there, too. I mean, I think I don't know if you and Vinny had reviewed this one yet. I don't think you did, but earlier on this year, the great Kabuki and the great Kojika were wrestling in New Japan, or it was on that Tenryu retirement show that aired on New Japan World. And the great Kojika is 73 years old, and he's taking bumps. Well, Vince McMahon was it's not like he was doing the exact same thing, but the shot that he took from Roman Reigns where he goes and lays himself out perfectly on the side of the mat, and then Reigns kicking him off of there like a hunk of garbage and him hitting the ground at 70 years old. Just an absolutely amazing performance on really what was a amazing night and the best possible way. We'll see what happens with the ratings. Hopefully they come out during this show. But what a great way to actually hit the reset button and hopefully do something going forward.
Studio Line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes.
Are you seriously trying to say that if you had talked about Vince McMahon's tennis balls and forgot to say the word tennis, you would get in trouble?
I didn't.
I thought you guys were saying you want to get in trouble.
Oh, Mike did. Balls. No, balls, we didn't balls, 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 balls,
balls. No, okay. Anything worse than that.
I wanted to make a comment about last night's show, something I noticed. And for the record, I did think it's funny to me how, like, 24 hours period, we went from people chanting, like, you know, we miss Cena, Cena sucks, to Roman being the cheer champion. I think that's something about that's amazing, but something about that is a little WCW-rific for me. So we'll see what happens. But something happened last night that I thought was one of the worst things I've ever seen on, like, a wrestling show, when Sheamus came out and the fans are chanting, "You look stupid." And his response is, "Well, you bought the tickets to see me, so what did that make you?" And if you're paying attention to that segment, the entire crowd died, like complete death. And if it weren't for Vince McMahon himself announcing a title match last night, I really truly believe the crowd would have been so dead after that, because that was just saying, "Hey, you're stupid for spending money on our show." That's what I took it as. And that was very conveniently avoided by the title match announcement as a disaster, in my opinion.
Well, listen, we have to, I hate to cut you out, but we got to head to a break here. We'll talk about that after the break. I got a couple things to say as well. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Person here on Twitter says, Roman's new t-shirt should be One versus Balls. Get it?
I can actually see them making a shirt like that, considering some of the other products they have out there.
I wouldn't bet on it, but Sammy's comment about the Sheamus deal, I don't know if I saw it quite the way that he did. In fact, if I were a fan and I said that Sheamus looked stupid and he said, well, you bought a ticket. I mean, isn't the obvious answer, we didn't buy a ticket for you, geek.
Well, that's it. They did shut up a little bit after that, but it was just like, okay, well, time to, because now we want to hear Vince and hear this thing go on, because
Sheamus was Sheamus.
And he was almost done. Problem. He was almost done his bit anyway, and they knew it was going to be to Vince. So there you would have went. So look, the reason this could feel WCW-ish, I think, to me would be because if they don't follow this up with anything, and again, we do this every year. They seem to come up with their idea around this time that they have going into Royal Rumble, which then of course leads to WrestleMania. But they do need to follow this up with entertaining TV, because the TV has been, you know, horrifically bad compared to in past years. The creative has been terrible in that there's been nothing fun going on for seemingly anybody. And they have a lot of fun stuff right now. They have Ambrose and Owens, and now Ziggler, I guess, is going to be, you know, involved in that. You have Reigns on top now. You have the Usos and Lucha Dragon and New Day all bonking against each other. You know, has been, they put it over the top for them, you know, as far as people wanting to see them again after this past Sunday night. So they have, again, they have a lot of stuff there. They may not have all the stars, but they are going to have a star coming back in John Cena. So where he fits in and he goes head up against is going to be there too. So they have some stuff right now. It's hard to fill 3 hours. It is impossible to get new fans with that. That's true. But it's also possible to get in, to get new fans, or to get people lifelong fans without creative TV that sucks them in every single week. And they haven't been doing that. And now they get a chance to again.
Toll-free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Joan from Huntsville.
Joan, whose name I screwed up last time. What's up?
No problem. First thing I wanted to say was I thought it was great that when Vince came out, the commentary team just did not know what to say without getting in trouble without him in their ear. But in the last 48 hours, we've seen like 30 different tables get broken, and we were noticing that they seem to just kind of be exploding recently. And I've heard bunches of theories, but do you know how they actually gimmick the tables? Do they buy like normal ones, or are they making them in-house or whatnot? And has anything changed with those?
Well, the way it works with tables is that you don't want a gimmicked table, because the whole idea of the table is as you break the table, it breaks your fall. And so if you gimmick a table to break easily, it sucks, because you go right through the thing like butter and you have your normal hard landing. I think they look like they're exploding because big fat guys are going through them now.
And it's only pressed wood. I mean, it's not like it's oak or cedar these guys are getting slammed up against. It's Bubba Ray falling into pressed wood.
Yeah, you got Bubba Ray, who's fat, and you got Braun Strowman, who is huge and fat. I mean, tables are going to blow up, but they just go buy cheap tables and you go through them.
Yeah, we had Bubba Ray just like make a table break just by being on it. I guess I'm underestimating how heavy he is.
I think you're underestimating his great weight.
I guess I am. All right. Well, that's what I had for today. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I want to talk about screaming in the ear, because somebody texted me here, and they said, how long will Mauro Ranallo last with Vince yelling in his ear? He has options, they wrote.
Mauro yells so loud he won't hear Vince.
Well, here's you want to know what I really think about this situation? If you recall, I believe it was CM Punk who wanted to walk to the ring with Chael Sonnen, and they wouldn't let him.
Yep.
But Triple H always walked to the ring with Mayweather. Now, the reason for that is because Vince is old school. He's an old man, as Roman Reigns pointed out last night. And so to Vince McMahon, a big-time boxing event, that's the real deal.
Pugilism.
Not this goofy UFC. To him, boxing is the real deal. Now, everybody's saying, what are they going to call Mauro Ranallo? I don't know. This is no inside information. I'm just telling
you
what I think.
He's already said it. He's already said it. It's Mauro Ranallo.
Yeah.
They are not faking this.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Mauro Ranallo called Mayweather fights. And so my thought is Vince sees this guy as the real deal. This is a big catch to get Mauro Ranallo. This man called Mayweather fights. This man called the biggest boxing. Actually, I don't know if he called the... No, in fact, I know he didn't. But Mauro Ranallo, did he? Actually, I don't even know. Did he call Mayweather Pacquiao?
Well, yeah, he called the international feed.
Okay.
Like something like Colonel Bob Sheridan, guys like that would do, absolutely.
Okay, so he called the biggest boxing fight in history. So to Vince, it's like, wow, we got
and
Mauro
in fact,
Ranallo.
Usually when there's replays of that for time in history because of HBO having their announcers, many of the times you will hear Mauro Ranallo be doing the feed on video forever.
Okay, so the point of this is, because of that, I don't think they're going to change his name. I don't think Vince is going to say, I don't want to say he's not going to say one word to him, but if you think that Vince is going to be screaming in this guy's ear, think again. It ain't going to happen. I would bet good money that you will not hear any stories of Vince McMahon yelling in Mauro Ranallo's ear.
And let me say this, because I did talk about how great last night was in a lot of ways. I did tweet out, and I believe this even more today, that announced team during the ECW Wyatt family match, for some, and they were not great all night. It's not like they're ever great or anything like that. And I don't hate them as much as some other people do. A lot of times, I just tune them out. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. I just hope, you know, JBL's got a good enough joke here or there or something like that. But last night, they actually took away from, as fun as that match was, they took away from it. And that was very disappointing, and it is, thank God, Mauro is coming in, because he's at least going to be a fresh voice for now. A lot of people are, is he going to be a WWE robot? Who knows? Okay, he's got a job to do. He's got WWE. He's getting paid by WWE, so he's going to do what they want him to do. But, you know, he is a established professional, and the pros make it work no matter what they're calling, and I got a lot of hope in that. Hopefully, when it comes to Raw, I maybe Michael Cole gets to be a little bit more relaxed. Who knows what it is? God knows. Vince is always going to be screaming in their ear on
Raw. Actually, I got an update on that right now.
Oh, good.
Mauro works SmackDown and Vince doesn't. I just got that.
Well,
don't even have to worry about it because Vince won't even be there to yell in the guy's ear.
And that's, you know, again, and Michael Cole not calling SmackDown and doing so much. And I guess, has he been doing SmackDown? I haven't watched it, but I thought he was. But if he's, you know, hopefully Vince isn't yelling in his ear so much on Raw or something, because those guys, they weren't good last night and they have not been good. And that does take away from the product.
This person here says, I know you guys are surprised by Reigns' reaction last night, but I was at the SmackDown show in Philadelphia a few months prior and Reigns was loved then as well. I think the Rumble crowd was a lot of hardcore fans that flew in. Okay, first off, that is absolutely correct. There were a lot of hardcore fans that flew in for the Rumble, so there is that. Second, if they ran a house show in Philadelphia, I don't think there'd be one person booing Roman Reigns, because the house show in the SmackDown audience is different from the Raw audience. It's a lot more kids. It's a lot more families. It's a lot more moms and kids and dads and that sort of thing. Raw is a different audience. I've seen many SmackDowns where Roman Reigns got a great reaction, and everybody always tells me, Brian, they're piping in the audio. They're not. because it's not just the sound, but I can watch fans jumping up and down and screaming and getting all excited. Like that, they did a show a couple of weeks ago where Roman won a match via count out. And like all over the building, you could see people jumping up and down and screaming when he won. So it wasn't just people piping in audio. I mean, this was an excited reaction. So there is that. It's Roman Reigns' most vociferous negative reaction is at big pay-per-view events, as noted, where the hardcores fly in, and Raw. He doesn't get that kind of reaction on SmackDown for the most part. He never gets that reaction at house shows. Every house show report I get sent, they always list biggest pops, biggest heat, or whatever. I mean, one after another, it's Roman Reigns, biggest reaction. Roman Reigns was the star of the show. Roman Reigns, place went crazy. Roman Reigns is super over. Every house show. So that's one of the main reasons that Vince doesn't give up on the guy. He sees, he gets agent reports, and he hears the same thing that we do. Yeah, the guy gets booed on Raw, but he got cheered on SmackDown. He got cheered at four house shows over the weekend. That's just the way things go. So that is the answer to that question. Michael Elgin is going to be on the show in the next segment. We're going to head to a break. We'll be talking to him about Ring of Honor, New Japan, and more. Stand by. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Good evening. Our top story is developing right now.
If you want to get the story, you need to see it for yourself.
When the fire torches in these trees,
meet people and talk to them.
And how many days have you been on the road traveling?
15 days.
Find out what happened and why.
We have this late breaking development. Sources within the U.S.
We go to the story so you get the story.
Has this taken something from the Paris that we all know and love?
Absolutely not. They didn't take it.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline interview library. Thank you for your support and help.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Final Battle, December 18th. It is the biggest show of the year for Ring of Honor. Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles for the title is the main event. Roderick Strong versus Bobby Fish for the ROH TV title. And Moose will be facing our guest today. Michael Elgin is here on the line. Michael, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Very, very well. I want to start off with just some talk about your year. I think that this has been the best year of your career. I think by far. I don't know how you feel about it, but obviously you had a chance to go to New Japan. You got over huge in New Japan. You've gotten over big here in this country. I realize you, I don't think you had the ROH title at all this year. I think you lost it before the year started, and that's obviously a big deal. But what are your thoughts on 2015?
I'd have to agree with you. I think it's definitely been, you know, my biggest year in my career, and I'm very fortunate for that and glad that it panned out that way, because at the end of last year, you know, there was definitely some stuff going on, and I'm glad that I moved past it, and I'm glad that this year everything has kind of come full circle. And as you said, you know, the crowds in New Japan have treated me very well, and I'm happy to be able to say that. And I'm just looking forward now to this weekend with Final Battle and then what's going to happen in 2016.
Well, Mike, as you know, the hardest of the hardcore fans can be your best friend in a lot of ways and can be your worst enemy when they talk about you. And there was a lot of debate, you know, a lot of ROH fans are New Japan fans, and they were wondering how you're going to do over there. And does it feel good to kind of cram it down everybody's throat in the way you got over there with a lot of people that may have doubted you?
Definitely, in a sense. As you said, fans can either be a huge help to you or it can be a huge detriment, depending on how they react towards you. And, I always had that goal of going over to Japan, and I think in my heart I always felt that I was going to be an attraction over there simply because I was such a huge fan of Japanese wrestling for so long, and I kind of was accustomed to what the crowd over there enjoyed, and I really felt that I could bring something like that to the table. So I definitely say, in a sense, you know, it's kind of a stand tall moment and something I can be proud of, that all the naysayers I kind of proved wrong.
I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but I got to ask you, with the guys from New Japan who came over last year and then obviously coming over this year in May, which I guess led to you going over there, how did you feel really about not going over last year when you possibly could have over to Japan? And what changed this year, or what do you think changed this year with being having the opportunity to go over?
Well, the opportunities last year came at a time when I was Ring of Honor World Champion, so it was kind of hard to leave those obligations of defending a title over here. Because after they were here for Global Wars last year, I was informed that they were interested in me, and then it didn't pan out. And at first, you know, it was kind of a letdown for myself, because as I said, it was a goal that I had, you know, when I started training. That was one of the things I wanted to accomplish. But I think it worked out better. You know, I debuted in the G1 Climax. It was a four-week tour. It was, you know, their huge tournament that they hold every year with some of the best wrestlers, you know, in the world today. So, to be honest, no matter how I felt then, I think it worked out even better that I debuted when I did.
Now, when I remember last year, there were, as you noted, some things going on. And the story was that you were considering just getting out and going into baseball. And well, I know you'd played baseball, and a lot of fans heard that and they were just sort of like, baseball? It's just, they're kind of shocked that this was potentially your transition. How seriously were you considering getting out of wrestling and giving baseball a shot? I mean, was this a real serious deal, or was it sort of like a negotiating ploy in some ways?
It definitely wasn't a negotiating ploy, and I never claimed that I was going to leave wrestling. The thing was, when I signed the exclusive deal with Ring of Honor, it went from a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, literally every weekend of my life being busy that I had open time. And then that open time, I started, you know, paying attention to baseball more, and I started playing baseball more and just seeing a batting coach and stuff and just kind of doing something in my spare time. And at first, you know, with the batting coach and doing some workouts based around baseball, it was a new way to condition and a new way to do stuff. And I just started really falling in love with it. And I had looked into open trials, which is basically just where teams have these open trials for college players and stuff that didn't get recruited out of school. And they're free of cost. And it happened to be on a weekend that at the time I was free. And I was just going to go do the tryout more as a bragging right. Like, could I have ever done this? Or is it something that I could do at some point, you know? Because all my life, I had quit teams and everything to focus on professional wrestling because I started training at the age of 14 and had my first match at 16. So in school sports, especially in Canada, with really anything outside of hockey not being too big in the school systems, tournament play was on weekends. And at 16, when I'm traveling every weekend trying to get work, I couldn't be a part of those teams. So I had to quit, you know, my college team, my high school team. So I never claimed that I was going to quit wrestling. It was something that I was going to do in my spare time outside of wrestling, because I now have these weekends free that I hadn't had since I was 16 years old. So people blew it out of proportion, you know, because that's, I guess, just how things are done, not only in wrestling, but just in life, you know. They want to put their own spin on it and find reasons to turn on people, which is fine, you know, but I don't ever want anybody to think that it was something that I was going to quit wrestling for, because it definitely wasn't, you know. I just turned 29. I've given over half my life towards wrestling. I'm not just going to give up on it.
Now, were you really considering quitting Ring of Honor? There was a very weird period last year, and I think like you'd quit on Twitter or something, and then you were back, and you had the character that was, I mean, you were upset. I mean, it was what happened there? What can you tell us?
Okay, I was definitely considering quitting, and you know, I talked to Ring of Honor about this. Basically, there's obviously, you know, some issues with paperwork and just with how things were dealt with, and I was never told the exact reason for why the paperwork wasn't taken care of, and somehow, you know, the blame got put on me, and that's whatever it is, but to my understanding, what I was told in like December, so this is a few months after the issue, that the lawyer had said paperwork was taken care of and it wasn't. So I wasn't informed with this till well after it. So in my eyes, you know, the blame was on Ring of Honor, even though it shouldn't have been, you know. I think anybody who's dealt with lawyers, whether it be with immigration or anything like that, it can be a real headache and take its time, and you never get the answers you want to get when you want to get them. So it was an issue that, as I said, I thought fell on Ring of Honor when it didn't. So when they told me the exact situation, I kind of sat back and relaxed. And, you know, myself and my wife were planning to have a baby, and Ring of Honor was a steady income. And I felt that I could overcome what had happened, and Ring of Honor felt that they could, that I could overcome it as well, and that we could move forward. So we decided to, when I found out exactly what the issue was. But yes, I will say, you know, it was my plan to, after Final Battle last year, I was going to leave the company. But, you know, we sat down, we talked, both of us, you know, came to terms and just kind of put everything out there when we never really got the chance to talk and tell both sides of the story. So once that was all out in the open, we kind of both had the options to move forward, and we chose to.
It's funny because I remember during that period, you were doing this disgruntled Michael Elgin character. And I remember I got a hold of someone there, and I was sort of like, what's he doing? Like, what's going on? And the answer was sort of, don't really know. Just going to see where it goes. And I was like, okay, sure, great. And it ended up working out, but, I mean, was that accurate? I mean, how much of that was just you? How much was them? What was going on then?
It definitely was not just me. It was a plan put in motion, and then the plans kept changing for whatever reasons. I don't know why. But, you know, the original plan set in motion, I thought it was going to come off well. And then, little things here and there got changed, and it didn't quite go the way I envisioned it. And I don't think really it went the way that Ring of Honor had envisioned at first. But I know at one point, you know, there's claims that I was just doing things on my own, and it was I wasn't talking to anybody, or it wasn't, you know, something that was set in motion by Ring of Honor itself. But it was definitely a team effort. And as I said, along the way, things just got changed, and which happens in pro wrestling on many levels. And I don't think it came off as great as it could have. To be honest, I don't think it came off very well at all, just because, as I said, the plan set in motion didn't really go the way that I had envisioned it, and I don't think it went the way that Ring of Honor envisioned it either. But things change often, you know, with injuries or people not being available or whatever. You have to kind of fill spots and make things enjoyable for viewers. So in order to come up with situations that fit those that arose with, as I said, with injuries or just other things that happened in wrestling that didn't really get the process that I think we both wanted out of it.
So the switch flipped, and you've had this great year. Things have been going well in Ring of Honor. They've been going well in New Japan. Now you've got a match coming up with The Moose. And I remember around here, there would be these posters for wrestling matches. And if there was a match like Michael Elgin versus The Moose, it literally would be billed as a mean guy match. I could think of no better way to describe it. Two giant dudes, two big mean dudes are just going to beat the hell out of each other and throw each other around. It sounds very exciting. Are you excited for this match? Is this what you're looking for this show?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I do my best when I'm in the ring with somebody who is equal size to me or bigger. You know, I'm definitely a power-based wrestler, and I think those power moves that I do are more impressive with someone the size of Moose. And I don't change my game plan anytime I'm in the ring. So whether you're 100 pounds, 200 pounds, or 300 pounds, I'm going to throw you around. And I think that's the appeal of me, and I think that's why people want to see this match.
How do you counteract Stokely Hathaway lurking around ringside?
Eat him.
Just don't pay attention to him. You know, he's kind of annoying. And when people
stomp
are annoying,
him if he gets in the ring.
That's right.
Yeah, you kind of get them away from you and just don't pay any attention to them. And that's how I deal with Stokely.
It's like how King Kong dealt with planes, is essentially how he
yeah, just swat them away.
What were your thoughts when you were first told you're going to be doing this tag league tournament and your partner is going to be Hiroshi Tanahashi?
Well, I had found out that was an idea when I was over there for the G1. And I was shocked because of how it was presented to me, you know. It was literally just, I think we want to use you for the tag league. The crowd really reacts strongly to you, so I think we want to put you at Tanahashi because the crowd loves him too. And I was just, you know, I was blown away. It was my first time over in Japan, and as I said before, I was very fortunate that the crowd reacted to me the way they did. And for a company like New Japan that's been on fire for years now to say that they wanted to team me with Tanahashi because I had such a great reaction as he does, you know, it's kind of like a sit back and look at everything type of deal, because how could you even possibly think about getting a reaction good enough to team with someone like that? So I was blown away and was just hoping that it was going to, you know, going to happen. And when it did, I was ready to go over there and prove that I belong with top guys like him.
We're going to head to a break. We'll be back in just a moment with more. We got Michael Elgin here on the line, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi and Michael Elgin, who is here. He will be competing on the Ring of Honor show. Final battle, December 18th, available on pay-per-view. He'll be facing The Moose in a Mean Guy match. And I want to give you a chance to plug everything you got here, Mike. You've got your Twitter here. At Michael Elgin 25 is the proper Twitter, everybody, and information there on how to book Michael Elgin. And let's get some plugs in. The floor is yours.
I just support Ring of Honor this Friday night. I really think the Ring of Honor is putting out one of the best products in the world right now. And if you've never seen them, or if you have seen them, it's a pay-per-view you're not going to want to miss. It's, as you said earlier, it's the biggest show of the year for Ring of Honor, so it's definitely something you want to see. We're on TV, on Sinclair Broadcasting affiliates all over the place on weekends, and on Comet on Wednesday. So keep supporting. And as a whole, just support indie wrestling. A lot of us make a living through the indies, and we strive to put out the best product wherever we go and have the best matches we can. So your support is valued. And if you want to shoot me over a follow on Twitter, as you said, at MikeElgin25. I update about my school here in St. Louis and where I'm going to be coming up. So hopefully you keep following me and keep supporting wrestling.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. And if you don't have a Sinclair or Comet affiliate, the television is available free at ROHWrestling.com. So make sure you check that out. We're out of here, live every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. This show will replay at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern today, Sports Byline USA. Links up at WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks, Michael, everybody at Byline. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA Radio Network.